joining us now is our friend Jeffrey Lord, a contributing editor to the American Spectator, and he's also now with Brent Bozell's group, Conservatives Review, and also with us Mark Levine, a constitutional lawyer, not to be confused with the great one Mark Levin. And Rick Unger is with us, Fox News political analyst and good friend of the program and a big lib.
A big lib.
All right, let me start with you, Levine. You're kind of like one of these guys that drinks the Kool-Aid. That's how I view you. You're a guy that's going to defend this crap, these lies, this manipulation. I expect that probably Unger is going to sit back and say, not me. You're going to defend this lie, this orchestrated manipulation, propaganda campaign? Perpetrated on the stupid American people?
That I or anyone I know had heard of Gruber prior to a week ago.
So Nancy Pelosi did. Barack Obama did.
Apparently he was one of
John Kerry
of
did.
Consultants who scored the bill. I do know that he helped write the bill that Mitt Romney wrote in Massachusetts, but he didn't write the federal bill. That bill.
All right, let me slow you down. Let me educate you because you're trying your little talking points. Well, nobody really knew this guy. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi praised him. John Kerry praised him. Let me finish. I am going to educate you. He sat in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. Describes the meeting as one where they manipulated the entire bill. Now, how many Americans get to sit in the Oval Office with the president?
I don't think the American people are as stupid as you and Gruber seem to think they are.
No, I don't think they're stupid. I think they're too busy working to pay your taxes and pay for the programs that you want.
I think they understand what insurance means. Insurance means that healthy people pay so that when you're sick, you get
insurance. Well, Gruber says that it was purposely designed not to do that. You see, now I'm going to bet Rick Unger is sitting here embarrassed about you as a fellow Dem.
Let's just be honest about the whole thing. Who Gruber is and who Gruber isn't. Gruber is the architect of the Massachusetts plan. He does get the credit for that. He deserves the credit for that. The truth about him, when it comes to the federal plan, he was a very high paid consultant. He got paid about $400,000 for what he did. Not terrible for a college professor. He wasn't the architect. He was an important consultant. You can't get away from saying that they knew him. Of course they knew him. We all, any of us who have written and worked in the healthcare area, all know Jonathan Gruber. So, you know, or as I now call him, McGruber, after the SNL skit. He is who he is. Why he has chosen to go take this tact is remarkable and inexplicable. I mean, I can actually take apart things that he said and show that it's not true. But you want to know something? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because what he did was open the door to Sean and other people who have been opponents of the Affordable Care Act to say, this is exactly what I told you was going to happen. Now, we all know you're a con law professor. There is always going to be an element of a lack of transparency in any bill passed through Congress. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I don't want to.
It doesn't matter.
Misstate who I am. But go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No, you're right. But you're right. Listen, I worked on the Hill, and I've seen those bills that Republicans and Democrats pass.
Sure.
Those omnibus bills that are 15,000 pages and hide what some bank lobbyist wants and gave to some Republican campaign on page 12,000.
Excuse me. Let me bring Jeffrey Lord in here. This was the signature legislation of the president, and it was sold on a mountain of lies, propaganda, and manipulation of the American people under the assumption or predicated on the assumption that they're stupid and they won't figure it out. It was a purposeful manipulation of the CBO as well.
It was. And, Sean, you know, it's very interesting. Just today, we've had two very interesting tweets from no less than David Axelrod. The first of which he says, if you had a dictionary and looked up stupid, it would be Jonathan Gruber. Then he apparently thinks better of it and comes back, and I'll read it to you in its entirety. One additional note on Gruber. His contributions to the ACA, like Governor Romney's Massachusetts plan, were valuable. His throwaway quips were offensive. In other words, David Axelrod realizes there's just no percentage here in trying to say we have no idea who this guy was. His contributions were valuable per David Axelrod. That's what he was involved with here. And I might add, at this point, he's also had his fingers, as best I can tell, in the immigration issue with a study for the Commonwealth Fund, which links immigration for undocumented immigrants.
Well, so, if he did have his hands in it, he doesn't anymore.
Well, right, right. I mean, you know, so now they're all busy denying him. But there's no question that he was involved in this.
Just two quick issues on this. Yeah, and just two quick issues that I think you got to keep things a little bit straight. Look, anybody who pretends that after we went through the, if you like your policy, you can keep your policy. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Look, those weren't true. And for anybody to stand up, as much as I support the ACA, and I do, that wasn't true. I told the White House it wasn't true the very first time I heard them say it. It's the individual insurance market. You couldn't promise that well before Obamacare. How could you promise it afterwards? However, where I do take issue is this thing with the CBO. It was called a penalty, yes, but the scoring was identical. Whether you called it a penalty or a tax, it did not change the scoring. The math stayed exactly the same. You can argue that they were doing marketing, and that wasn't transparent by avoiding the word tax. But a lot of people are out there saying that somehow it hid the numbers. It didn't hide the numbers.
Every politician sells their program as best they can.
Yeah.
All right? Obama emphasized that sick people would get health care. He didn't emphasize that healthy people would be paying premiums for health insurance. Just like when you buy fire insurance, they emphasize they'll come to you and get
the fire. Why are you mad? I didn't say anything that angry.
They'll be paying if there's no fire.
What are you so mad about? I agree with what you just said. He didn't emphasize it.
The big premium, this is Jeff Lorchon. The big premium here is on honesty. I work for Ronald Reagan. He didn't sell his programs dishonestly. When you do this, you are going to get caught out.
Are you saying
that's
all of President Reagan's
here.
Plans
and,
were not transparent?
You know, no less,
let him make his plans. We're not arguing Reagan. Go.
We've heard Melissa Francis say that she's done the math. She's had an economic background. She said this on CNBC at the time, and they told her to stop saying it. She knew for a fact that these numbers didn't match up. So this was being said all over the place, and we were being told this wasn't true. That was not true. It was a deliberate deception. And now we're stuck.
No, wait a minute. Cooper didn't say the numbers didn't match up.
Right.
What he said is they sold the positive parts of the plan, and they didn't talk
That's
so much
not
about
what
the
he said. He said they purposefully, they wrote tortured language. Let me translate for you. Even a Democrat ought to be able to get this. Tortured language means manipulative, dishonest, purposefully dishonest, selling of this bill so it wouldn't be scored as a tax, number one, and on the predicate that the American people are stupid. And that's what he said, and that's what he meant, and he was in the president's Oval Office for hours and hours talking to the president about this. The president was fully, completely aware of this manipulation. And wait a minute, and the White House argued back in 2010 that every time the president said you keep your plan, keep your doctor, you save money, they argued internally they knew that was not true. And the political team won out over those that said, no, you've got to come clean with the American people. But the president cared more about Obamacare than he did about being honest.
It is true. That's what he said. No disagreement. But have any of you, and you've all looked at legislation, have any of you ever seen a piece of legislation that didn't involve tortured language? I don't think I ever have.
Not like this. This was designed purposefully to lie.
I'm not sure about that.
This was.
No, I worked on the Patriot Act. Providing adequate tools to stop, intercept, and terrorism. I forget the acronym.
That's scary that you worked on the Patriot Act. That's chilling. That scares me that you worked on the Patriot Act. I'm nervous.
I got to tell you, I honestly think the professor was showing off.
Would have restricted it.
I don't think that. Listen,
he put himself out of business.
Say what you will. He told the truth. That's what happened here.
I don't know.
This is Jeff Lord again. I think Rick is on to something here in terms of a showing off, but I would add to that, this is elitism in liberal academia. It's you see this with liberals all of the time. There is an elitism here at work, and this is the academic version of it. And yeah, he was showing off. Absolutely he was. But this is what goes on behind the scenes, the I'm smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, but wait, you're not going to you've had professors that were conservative that showed that same kind of elitism. I know I have. You're right about academics in general. I agree with you, but to say it's a liberal thing, that's kind of, you know.
This is the problem with liberalism in general. I mean, you can see it in the media. I mean, all you have to do is watch Jon Stewart to see how they mainstream elitism. I mean, this is what goes on
with
these folks all across the board.
Anyone who spent any time in the Ivy League knows there are lots of people there who show off, liberal and conservative. This guy was saying he was the architect when he wasn't.
Right.
Conservatives do the same.
Excuse me.
But Obama let him get away with it all these years.
Obama
Nobody
was complicit.
Ever countered him.
complicit in it. That's the point.
They didn't mind him. They didn't mind him taking that kind of credit until now.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be honest about it. Yeah. He has been out there saying this about himself for ages. Those of us who were involved knew what his real role was. We didn't care.
And you told the White House that this was a lie.
I told them right at the start about the, if you want to keep your doctor. Well, I have a contact there. I can't discuss it.
And how high up is your contact, Mr. Showalf?
High enough.
Name dropper.
High enough.
Mr. Name dropper.
But it was.
Did you sit in the Oval Office and talk about this?
Not about this, no.
What, did you sit in the Oval? How many times have you been in the Oval Office with Obama?
We're not going to discuss that.
I was there with Bush. I was proud to be there with President Bush, a real president.
We only have real presidents. Yeah. Look, I did tell them, the minute I heard it, because...
Let me revise and extend. A competent president.
All right, no comment.
All right, I got to let you guys go, but we'll finish this another day. I wish I had more time. Guys, thank you. But I have a present for all of you. Even Levine.
I don't need skin cream.
No, I'm not giving you skin cream. All right.
I like presents.